From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting.
Au nom de la France, je tiens à vous remercier pour ce que vous avez fait.
It's the sound of French President François Hollande on Monday as he bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on three Americans and a British citizen who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. At a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chests of Briton Chris Norman and Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Scarlatos, and Anthony Sadler. He said their actions last week in the face of terror provided a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters. The army says gunmen ambushed his convoy on Saturday. Troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. One government soldier was killed. Also in Nigeria, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon began a 2-day visit to talk about terrorism and other vital issues.
This is a vital time in the history of Nigeria. I'm here to extend my full support to your work and to encourage the government of Nigeria to continue along the path of reform.
Mr. Bon expressing his support for government anti-terror efforts ahead of a meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Asian stock markets closed down sharply Monday, and European markets followed course in morning trading, continuing a global slide that saw U.S. markets drop 3% on Friday. China's Shanghai Exchange ended the day down nearly 8.5% as investors wait to see what action Beijing might take. The fall in markets across the globe in recent days is mainly due to fear of the Chinese economy, which is slowing more than had been expected. After Indian markets lost more than 4%, Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan says the volatility is temporary.
The fundamentals of the economy are good, and they will reassert themselves. Eventually, after, you know, a certain amount of turmoil, markets reassess fundamentals. And when they do that reassessment, they will see that India is a good place to be.
Oil prices also fell further on Monday after recently dropping below $40 per barrel for the first time in several years. Thousands of dwellings in Bangkok, including guest houses frequented by foreigners, are being searched for clues in the bombing of a popular shrine 1 week ago. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports on the investigation of the explosion, which killed at least 20 people and injured more than 100.
Police say they need to inspect and search more than 10,000 locations in the capital as part of an operation to find the bomber and others responsible for the fatal explosion last Monday at the Erawan Shrine. Government officials initially rebuffed offers of international expertise to assist with the investigation of what they are terming the worst ever bombing in Bangkok. Police now say they do not have the desired sophisticated equipment, and cooperation from foreign countries would be welcome. Authorities have contradicted themselves on whether or not the prime suspect was still likely in Thailand. No organization has made any claim of responsibility for the bombing at the religious site popular with Asian tourists. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
On Monday, South Korean President Park Geun-hye demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations. This as ongoing talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war on the peninsula. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days with no sign of any progress. After accusing the North of planting landmines in the demilitarized zone that wounded 2 soldiers, Seoul recently resumed anti-Pyongyang broadcasts in the border area for the first time in over 10 years. The North denies any involvement and demanded an end to the broadcasts, calling them psychological warfare. Islamic State extremists have reportedly destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple in Palmyra, Syria, a UN World Heritage Site. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction on Sunday. Islamic State is also responsible for the destruction of several other historic sites across Iraq. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.